Okay, could you help me to read and save time for me? So, so the Congress has approved give us budget. We are in the process of establishing a water research institute. We already deployed 8 equivalents. So Celsius will introduce that program. So today I'm going to talk about other water research related to the symposium. So first of all, why soybean? Because soybean is the account the most area of the state. So this is number one crop. So as you can see, the major crop area is in the west side of the Delta area and the east side of the Mississippi. So this major root crop is soybean, corn, cotton, as well as rice. So most of you, some of you might wonder why you study water, try to save water in humid regions. As you can see here, we do have plenty of rainfall in both sides of the state. So we have over 1100 millimeter precip, right, in both sides. However, there's just 30% of water during green season, right? So we did have some severe water drought during growing season. So in the state of Mississippi, there are more than 2,000 soil types. So this is one of our field study or private farms. So this is Citra Pivot. So there are 3 types of soil, as you can see. Okay. So we measure each component of soil water balance, okay? So this is the conventional irrigation system in the east side of Mississippi. So we, as I said, we have plenty surface water, so we try to promote to use surface water for irrigation. So first of all, before we study the field water study, we need to select the reliable sensors. So we select the robust steel probe of some straw sensors. And we try to test all those sensors in undisturbed soils across the states. And finally, we choose TDR. And we installed in each plot of our 3 water treatments, which replicated for 4 times. And technology is not an issue anymore, so we can load and watch data in office or every time. So we measure each component of water balance. So we try to determine the interception of canopy for rain precip, and we measure runoff and leaching area. So this is the soil profile that we dug in the plot that I just showed you. So just less than 1 square meter. As you can see, the soil depth is quite different even at 4 sides. So that's the challenge for us, how to manage, how to schedule irrigation for those type of field. So we think maybe how to where to install soil water sensors. So we come up maybe better idea to use an EP-based method to schedule irrigation. So for that purpose, we compared 15 types of EP method to try to select the reliable method for the humid regions. Eventually, we selected Turk or Turner method. Again, so if we have all parameters from weather station, we use the standard method. If we miss some parameters, so then we use the alternative method. Again, so when we manage the water, when we schedule irrigation, now we have variable irrigation, whatever. So I do believe, so we soil type, soil property, that this is one factor we cannot forget. So this is actually one fundamental condition, I think, for variable rate prescription. Okay, as you can see, okay, the productivity of different soil types look quite different, right? So again, water consumption is, so this is a field experiment of both private farm as well as experiment station. So for that, we developed our own water balance and irrigation scheduling method. We tried to learn from historical weather data. So we categorized the year from as a wet year, normal year, dry year, then we determined the deficit, effective deficit of rainfall as well as the irrigation requirement. So this is the basic results that we got. This is east side of the state, west side of the state, so that's the water balance. So we learned something from those type of models. Then we also use the APEX model, crop growth or agroecosystem model, whatever you call, so determine. Yeah, some of you might know our next CRIS project, AIS, USDA AIS project will focus on G by E by M as well as S. This is new. So first we try to determine the potential yield. Then we want to identify the gap. So how much gap we can close, how much room we can play. So that's why we conduct this type of research. So under different years, and we know the yield potential situation, right, for different type of soils. So this is the yield potential we know, right? Then we know the current situation. So this is the yield gap that we identify. So this is the rule we try to improve, okay, for the dominant soil across the state. So this is the irrigation requirement that we determined for the crop. So this is a take-home message. Actually, there's no big difference in the east side and the west side of the state. So with that, I just stop here.
Thank you very much. Questions, please, for Dr. Gary Feng.
Yield variability is shown across soils. Is it your own data or county data? What is that?
Oh, this is a simulation study. Yeah, in the east side, we have 3 years of field research data. For the west side, it's a simulated study. But the model were well calibrated and validated. The paper come out soon, so if you want to know details, you can read the paper. Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay, well, thank you again. Thank you.